The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trending Dailies, little baby. It's courtesy of C-Rex on the Discord. I don't know if it was a reference to Tripping Billies, Trending Dailies, but that's where I took it.
Okay.
Where I took him. That's right. I'm going to take it there, Miles.
You took it right there, man.
Took it right there, man. They thought I would. I did the damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that, brother. Heard that.
And I heard that. My name's Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined once again by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Hey. Pardon my voice. I blew out a vocal cord screaming to... Holy shit, when we're going to reference this in tomorrow's episode, what's going on, or whatever the actual title is by Four Non Blondes.
What's up?
The karaoke, when I go out to Japan, like, here, listen to me. This is at the end of the night. I'm fucking waved and jet lagged, and this is me singing Let's Dance by David Bowie. Oh, shit.
Hold on. You got the video. We're about to get it.
Oh, shit. That was in public.
Ooh, boy.
Anyway, I'm back, and I don't know what time zone it is. I need those White House drugs, man, to get me, like, on point.
Yeah,
to get
me
right.
Yeah. That Modaf?
Yeah. Daffodil?
The Air Force Provigil? Pilot? Provigil? Provigil?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, man.
Is that, like, meant to be, like, pro-vigilance? Like, it's meant to, like...
That's how I take it.
Yeah.
That seems like they were workshopping that one and landed on a good one. By the way, my 6-year-old the other day turned to me. We were at Dave and Buster's because I'm a good dad. John Legend was there for some reason. Also, this wasn't a dream. I was at Dave and Buster's.
Just making sure.
John Legend was there. And my 6-year-old turned to me and said, Dad, why is Sky Rizzy so popular with so many people?
No, and he did not. What?
Yeah. And then I realized, like, because I watch sports and there's Sky Rizzy commercials the time. And I think he just, like, picked it up.
Yeah.
But that at first I was like, who is Sky? Is Sky Rizzy a rapper?
I know. I think we were joking about that when that first came out. We're like, yo, Sky Rizzy is a dope fucking MC
name. It's a great name that they fucked up by giving to a plaque psoriasis medication, but they were just
Crohn's.
Like, we just landed on this great name and like, we got to use it. It's not appropriate for this medication necessarily.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit is working on my 6-year-old.
Sky Rizzy had the fire mixtape. That's what you should tell your kid.
Yeah.
They're like, I'll play some Sky Rizzy
so
when we get in the car.
So many people.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome back. Thrilled to have you back. And
thrilled to be here.
Thrilled to get to talk to you about our Supreme Court.
Oh boy.
It seems to have, like, dipped into a new level. Like, it feels like some of the just arguments that are taking place in this one case that I was reading about seem to be like arguments from a reality television show.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
it's, there's just something so deeply American brained, like broken brained. Like, I don't know. I've always like thought that maybe that was going to happen, is that the way people talk and argue on reality TV would infect people in reality, since like that's what those shows claim to be. It right. feels like it's gotten to the Supreme Court based on some of these conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's Idiocracy for sure.
Yes. It really is wild.
Yeah. Because this was the case, right? A lot of people were like, Clarence Thomas isn't inexplicably isn't there to hear arguments for a case talking about public officials getting gifts and kickbacks.
And bribes. Yes.
Yeah.
So it involves.
Let's call
the
them
thing,
gifts, Jack. Yeah. Let's call them gifts.
Okay, my bad. So yeah, he skipped. He played hooky on Monday, yeah. and people thought maybe it was because of this case. Came back Tuesday and was just like, why? What happened? Nah, I was here. What? Mm. All good. Mm-hmm. But the case involves a guy named James Snyder, who was mayor of Portage, Indiana, mm-hmm. who took $13,000 from a trucking company just weeks after he oversaw a bidding process that awarded them a city garbage truck contract worth over $1.1 million.
Again, 100 times.
Totally blown away by how cheap right. it is to buy a politician. Like
13.
Wow.
Hey, but you know
$13,000 for $1.1 million?
That's in Indiana, like, baby. Try that in New York City. Or Miami, or fucking LA.
Maybe the payout is better. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should all just move to Indiana and start buying tiny cities.
I know. Could you imagine? We're like, yo, Jack, let's just put like $13,000 together and just let's just fucking do some wild.
And now we're the trash
nightmare shit.
Now we run sanitation for Portage, Indiana.
Oh shit, we're in over our heads.
So prosecutors say it's a bribe because that's what it is. Snyder contends that it was merely a payment for his consulting service. He was found guilty in 2021 because he's guilty, appealed because he's rich. And now the case is before the Supreme Court, who have, get the chance to decide whether the country's anti-corruption law only apply to before the fact bribes or also to after the fact gratuities. So that's what mm-hmm. it was a $13,000 gratuity. According to them. So obviously it could be pretty consequential because a ruling in favor of Snyder would essentially legalize the bribing of public officials for lucrative government favors, but like
gifts after the fact.
Yes. Gifts after the fact, my bad. Mm-hmm. So Neil Gorsuch, agreed with the, corrupt guy's, line of reasoning, pointing out that doctors and teachers take gifts all the time. He then suggested that the current law doesn't give fair notice to someone who may be breaking the law by, I don't know, paying for a dinner at the Cheesecake Factory.
There it is. Boom. You're done.
Justice Sotomayor and the lawyer for the government were like, no, this is very clearly about transactions worth at least $5,000. What are you talking about? He's like, I can't get taken out to dinner at the Cheesecake Factory anymore.
That's like, not what we're saying. But no, yeah, exactly. What? This is sort of like when you're arguing with a very unintelligent person who yes. just has to like just contort reality in their mind so they never have to agree with you and keep pivoting yeah. shit.
So they're like, no, it's to just $5,000. Like very clearly, like that's a very specific, you know, specifically right. written into it. And then Snyder's lawyer countered that the plastic surgery she gets is worth over $5,000. What's she supposed to do? Not tip her plastic surgeon? Which again, like doesn't even like, it's just so like it's just taking one of the numbers in the previous sentence and saying something so like weird and shocking around it.
Right.
That you just are like kind of your mind can't keep up with like what is happening or like follow their train of logic. The doctor who removes your wart, fine. But the doctor who takes your gallbladder out or does your face, like my plastic surgeon? No, that's worth over $5,000. That's worth over $5,000.
Was the lawyer a literal straw man in a lawyer outfit? Like, what the fuck is this?
The lawyer was actually one of the characters from Brazil who has their face like pulled in all different weird directions. It's just, I mean, obviously asking this Supreme Court to weigh in on this particular issue is like asking Yogi Bear to curb picnic basket theft. But,
right.
I don't know. It's
It's just grim. I mean, yeah, look, you can already see where this goes. And this Supreme Court has already done a really bang up job this session with already affirming the state of the rights of the state of Idaho to ban gender affirming care for young people. Or in this other one, McKesson versus Doe, where they're like, nah, we're not going to hear that. And in that moment where they're essentially fucking saying that, you don't really have the right to organize a mass protest in states like Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas that have like sort of these laws on their book. They're like, hey, if you organize a fucking protest and shit gets violent, that's on you.
Yeah.
And then they're like, but what if like you had a fucking saboteur come in from the group that's opposing it and be like, yeah, watch this. I'm going to throw a fucking rock. And then now they're getting in trouble. Ha ha. Hacked it. The Matrix. Yeah. See ya. Yeah, there's they're a like, lot of.
Same. It's on you. That McKesson is DeRay McKesson, who organized a protest and somebody got something thrown at them. And they
got a rock at his face.
Sued DeRay McKesson for organizing a protest. So they basically make it impossible to organize anything in these states.
Yeah. Yeah. So, wow. Can't wait to see where this goes next.
I mean, just back to the Snyder case, the guy, so the garbage truck case isn't even the only example of him being accused of accepting bribes.
Right.
A tow truck company owner actually pled guilty to paying Snyder $12,000 in bribes. So that seems to be his sweet spot where he likes
truck,
it. Right.
Anything with trucks.
Yeah. Trucks and garbage around trucks, $12,000 to $13,000. In exchange for towing contracts, which Snyder claims was merely a loan. I was going to give it back. Oh, my God.
Oh,
why
no.
are you guys so mad at me? The city's superintendent had to go to the FBI office to report him, led to a 3-year probe into the mayor. And they also found that his $13,000 Cheesecake Factory dinner, aka consulting fee, was paid to a consulting firm that investigators later discovered was a fake company. So he had created a shell company to
just like
hide
ordinary
his
everyday
payments.
People do.
It was a gift. I was just holding it for them. Oh
we
my
were
god!
On a
I
break.
Can't believe how weird you guys are being.
You're being so weird, like. Like you're probably gonna say next, I can't even say thank you to someone. Like that's how this is where this is going.
Yes. how is an everyday citizen supposed to know that taking more than $10,000 in payments routed through a shell company is somehow illegal or not on the up and up from the eyes of the law?
Everything's upside down, man. I get it. Thank you, Justice Gorsuch, for standing up for what is right. what the fuck?
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And can't wait to see where this goes.
Advertising the Cheesecake Factory, because now I am hungry and I'm going to go there.
Yep. Chicken Littles.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations solutions that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
Is
that your move at Cheesecake Factory, Chicken Little?
Hey, come on, man. Until they bribe us for 13 grand, you're not going to hear anything else from me. But yeah, I get Chicken Littles.
Okay. There's that one rice dish that has rice, shrimp, and I think it's the firecracker chicken or something. It's, oh, man.
Oh, bang, chicken and shrimp?
Yes.
Oh, hey, why do I know that? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it at all. But God almighty, that thing is probably the most, you can feel the, how calorically dense it is.
And oh, yeah.
That's kind of the appeal. Each one of these is so deep fried.
One bite, you can hear your blood coursing through your head with every heartbeat.
All of a sudden. Yeah. All of a sudden, you can just hear your blood pumping in your ears.
I hear that.
Should we check in with Coachella? See what's... Yeah.
I saw that. Did you see the Grimes clip?
I did not see the clip. I just read descriptions of it.
It's horrifying.
The big thing was No Doubt reunited, joined on stage by Olivia Rodrigo.
Mm-hmm.
One of the very first concerts I ever went to without my parents.
Oh.
Was No Doubt Bush. No Doubt opening for Bush.
Damn.
In the year 1996.
Okay. Damn. You're about to say, okay, that tracks. Yeah. Cause my first concert solo was the Stankonia Outcast.
Solo.
An exhibit open for Outcast.
That's much cooler. Went on a little date to that one at Rupp Arena in Kentucky. And,
all right, Rupp Arena.
Less successfully, Grimes had to apologize to fans on Twitter for technical issues during her show. Some of her keyboard software was messed up, which she blamed on having outsourced the work to idiots. I don't know if she called them idiots, but
no, she said, I shouldn't have let other people do it. I always do it myself. Her apology was basically these other people messed up and that's on me.
A perfectionist. It's mm-hmm. yeah. It's like listening to a passive aggressive person who's just it's because I didn't do it myself and I'm, you know, I should know that everybody else is fucking stupid.
Exactly. And that makes me dumb. So.
But it caused her to repeatedly scream into her microphone during the set.
Dude,
it's just
if she was DJing too, and you're I'm sorry, is anybody who's DJed, it's the BPMs are coming out all wild and stuff. I don't know what's going on. Part of me is can you do that by ear? That's sort of one of the first skills you learn in mixing is knowing sort of where your tempos are.
Not me.
Yeah.
Not me. I do everything by sight and by intense spreadsheet work that I don't have time to do up here. Also, Will Smith made a surprise appearance during J Balvin's set, showing up in his Men in Black suit to sing
Getting Jiggy
Miami.
With It?
Yeah. Welcome to Miami. No, he's saying Men in Black to remind people he's the guy that we all loved in Men in Black. There's a giant alien head and dancing aliens, but no Tommy Lee Jones. Apparently, Tommy Lee Jones thinks he's too good for Coachella.
Hey, so, look, That's another guy with the same birthday as me. And look, we both weren't there. So
yeah.
Conspiracy? Maybe. Maybe.
Same birthday, same year.
Same it's birthday, crazy. Same year.
He looks I know. Like shit.
And I was also but... Al Gore's roommate at Harvard. Did you know they were roommates?
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, look, me and Tommy, we look good for 77, although we will be 78 this September. So, you know, send your gifts in then. Yeah.
There's been, I forget when we talked about this. Oh, it was on tomorrow's episode. But there's a real, I've had two people, both Clint Eastwood and Gene Hackman sightings in the past week that have like really made me realize like once you hit 90, it's all over. You're it's, I don't know.
I'm sorry. It was over for Gene Hackman a lot sooner than that.
Yeah, though. Yeah. But like, I don't know, man. And I'm talking only looks. But they
all look like this now.
Hey, well, look, with the medical technologies that we have, we may see the end of the earth.
That's right.
You know, that's potentially cool. With enough money.
And hey, man, that's pretty cool.
That's
you know
pretty
what
cool.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And speaking of the end of the earth, USC has canceled a pro-Palestinian valedictorian speech, but not over politics. It's over safety. It was purely logistical, Miles.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's just safety.
Purely logistical,
concerns.
Huh?
Yeah.
It. My goodness, that you want to talk about something so backwards to say that it was over safety concerns when the valedictorian, who you know identifies as like a South Asian Muslim, was like, I never heard about any threats against me. I never heard about any threats or disruptions to this. But why are we using this angle somehow to then be like, we just want to silence someone with pro-Palestinian views who may have a platform to voice those views.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to see it like any other way than that, because this is all we've been seeing since October the 7th, are people with pro-Palestinian views having a lot of trouble getting those views out into the world. And another thing we even reference in tomorrow's episode, like even like the German police disrupted a pro-Palestinian conference. Yeah. Because why? I don't know. Safety?
Hmm. Yeah, must be safety. We're actually concerned about their safety, mainly, is what we are worried about. We don't want the people protesting to get hurt.
Yeah, it's just more Islamophobia manifest into our, you know, college campuses. And the valedictorian, Asna Tabussum, made a statement, quote, "Although this should have been a time of celebration for my family, friends, professors, and classmates, anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian voices have subjected me to a campaign of racist hatred because of my uncompromising belief in human rights for all." It's really a shame, but USC isn't quite the bastion of free speech and progressive ideals that I think maybe people think it might be, just because it's in Los Angeles
University
and they have like their own police force that are keeping the undesirables out at all times.
Yeah. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-mm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
on that because this is people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which right. is different than empathy, yeah. right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.